hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine, Marie, and Julie. How you doing, Christine? How are you today?
Well, I'm not too bad. Yesterday, you know, it's you never know what the weather is going to be like in Northern Illinois,
and no.
We were anticipating 8 to 10 inches of snow overnight,
yes.
And it didn't materialize. So I think I'm okay with that, but the problem is, yesterday went out like a crazy banshee,
right?
And like, oh, what if we're going to be hunkered
yeah.
in for the weekend and bought provisions and things like that, and was sort of the mindset that this is how it's going to be. We're going to be stuck in. And now there's no snow.
Right.
And so now I'm left with, well, what am I going to do with myself? Because
right.
I was planning on, Netflixing, and I, bought like hot chocolate and,
yeah.
You
bought stuff that you wouldn't necessarily buy.
No,
as well as everybody else. The stores were busy, right?
Yeah, the stores were busy.
And yesterday. So they're like, yeah, snow's coming. It's going to be crazy time.
Instead of the nor'easter, we're going to have the Midwestern.
The last 8 to 10 inches of snow before.
Yeah.
And this 8 to 10 inches is going to be literally a band that's about 20 miles wide, depending on where it was going to hit. We were dead center in the middle of it. And you're right. I felt the same way. Disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because I was...
I couldn't... It was kind of weird, but when I woke up, I couldn't wait to open the blinds.
Yeah.
To see, oh, let's look at the... Because in a way, we knew it wasn't going to stay, because the anticipated temperature for Tuesday was like 60.
Yeah.
So it was going to be this just big white covering of snow and then go away. And I'm
right.
like, okay, I can deal with that.
Yeah.
I know that Santa Clarita diet, with
Drew
Barrymore
yes.
and Timothy Oliphant, I could binge watch that. Enjoy that. And, although from the previews, it looks like Drew Barrymore doesn't even look like herself anymore.
Well, it's interesting you say that. I'll talk about that in a little bit because I have been binging a little bit on that.
Oh, have you?
Yes, on the second episodes because...
Your TV's broken.
Yes.
And all you get on your devices are...
Netflix.
Netflix, yeah.
And I have just been enjoying this crap out of it.
Cool.
Because... I'm not, I don't feel like I need to watch an hour episode of anything. I just watch the short shows, like the Clarita Diet or mm-hmm. whatever it's called, mm-hmm. a San Clarita Diet. It's only like 28 minutes long.
Oh,
It's a little longer, but uh-huh. it's not an hour show.
Right.
And then I watched the Joel McHale show with Joel McHale.
I only saw that one time, and I can't say I was disappointed, but I was just, give it a solid C.
Right.
So I hope they've bettered it.
Well, they must have, because I started off at the most recent episode and it worked its way back.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 22 minutes long.
Right.
So it's in and out, no commercials. And so I really, at one point, I'm going, I don't know what he said, but I literally laughed out loud.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a smile on my face going, that was smart and that was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing they did was they did a little spoof on The Bachelor. And did you see that by chance?
Mm-hmm.
And they were doing it and acting it out and so forth
mm-hmm.
and it was appropriate for 2018, which is everybody had to have consensual. Like, so I'm going to kiss you now. Is that okay?
Uh-huh.
Oh, for sure. And then a producer would walk in. We need to have an actual yes here. We have to have an actual yes. Yes. Oh, definitely yes. It's okay to kiss
yeah.
me, and
oh
all
God.
This stuff. And it was just an over and over and heightened stuff. And when the women get kicked off and she's like, yes, I consented to be humiliated in front of millions of people, and all this stuff. But, mm-hmm. Yes, I knew that I quit my job and I put my child in foster care because I thought I would win this. I consented for this. I understand. And, it was hysterical, the thing. But, Bannon. What's his first name?
Steve Bannon?
No, the actor. He's really hunky. He's
Eric Bagna?
Eric Bagna. That's
yeah.
it. The reason why he was a guest on one of the episodes.
He was?
Yes. And I laughed hysterically because sometimes you, my love, my mother, I was going to say from another mother, which is true. You're my mother. You get on this QVC, SNN kind of kick.
H. HSN.
Oh, what'd I say? SHN or whatever. Yeah. Shun.
Yeah. I do get on that kick.
You know, you go months and months, and all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, I need everything that they're doing right now. I don't understand it. These are all really cool. And
it's usually on a Friday night.
Yeah. And Joel McHale was talking about Cracker Barrel. Quacker Factory. And it was so hysterical because it talked about, you know, you could have a plain t-shirt. It's talking about QVC. And mm-hmm. you have a plain t-shirt, but, you know, it kind of makes you don't feel anything different. You just kind of feel sad. Mm-hmm. But to make your frown turn upside down, we bedazzle it. And it's got sequins everywhere. And then in walks Eric
Banya.
Uh-huh. And he's got a sweatshirt on. So you know what's going to happen. And he's got a zipper sweatshirt on. He goes, I was feeling kind of low, you know, and sometimes it's really hard when you're, you know, after you play a heavy role, like in, you know, Black Hawk Down or, you know, Munich, stuff like that. But then I realized, and he unzips and he has the most bedazzled with stringers and like pom-poms all over his shirt. And he's like, I'm so happy. And then he ends up in the skit going all in financially to his new business idea, which is Eric Banyan's Banana Cabana.
Whoa.
And it was hysterical.
So is Banya Cabana?
Yeah, Banya Bandana. I think he called it Bandana, though. But, so it was a bandana, cabana, you know, shirts or whatever. So, but it was so funny. And then, so I laughed a couple times.
Oh, definitely. What is the experience like, though, to, you know, since your TV's broken, to actually hold the, like, iPad?
Oh, it's horrible.
And looking at it like you're just watching TV but holding your...
Because I realized, well, first of all, it goes against every fabric of my being. And it's so funny you even mentioned this because during my week, I don't know where I heard this, but I heard, you know, they don't talk about, you know, when we were growing up, my grandmother used to say to me, don't sit so close to TV, you'll go blind, you know?
Like, it'll hurt your eyes.
It'll hurt your eyes. I'm like, all right, Grandma. So we all had to sit in the sofa, you know, really far away from the TV, which was fine.
Because of those x-rays that were
coming
out of
the TV. Yeah, who knows why, right? But now I realize I'm literally sitting 3 inches from the screen at my TV.
Yeah.
And you lose perspective. Like, at some point, your brain doesn't realize you're watching it on a very small TV.
Right.
It just feels you're right there.
Right.
But I said this morning, I go, my eyes are weird.
Yeah.
I can't see any close up. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, and
yeah, they have to get adjusted to that, don't they?
Readjusted. So I just like, I don't know, but I felt, I go, is this what it's like? But it's less passive watching because certainly
although they do have those things on, I almost bought this last night.
Yeah.
They had like this special kind of iPad or whatever. And it had like a, you know how like a picture frame has that thing that pulls out and back?
Yeah.
So you could actually just put that out. I don't know.
Well, that's interesting you said, because I had pushed up my pillows a little bit in front of me. So I had it on my belly and I had pillows behind my belly. So it would hold the, and I'm just like, oh. And I love Netflix because what'll happen is somehow you'll wake up and it's morning. And you go back to where you thought you were, and you know, and like, oh, you've watched, you know, your 12 episodes. I'm like, no, I didn't. I didn't watch 12 episodes. And you go back and back and back and back. Like, here it is. Here's where I conked out.
Yeah, but usually they ask you, are you still watching?
Well, they must have asked me sometime.
At
you
some
know?
Point, yeah.
But what was interesting is that I'm watching who I always have. I have a crush. I always have had a crush on Timothy Oliphant.
Me too.
I love him, right?
Yeah.
He's just a guy. And I loved him on, Deadwood.
Ugh.
I know.
I want to know that he's married and got like 10 kids.
I don't know if he's got 10 kids, but I believe he's married and has kids.
Okay.
I don't really know either.
I just want him to be like a real guy.
Yeah.
I don't want him to be, you know, fancy pants. Whatever that means.
I don't know what that means.
And I don't want to be running around like little fancy pants.
Bedazzled. I don't think he's a guy that likes his pants bedazzled.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm thinking. He's not having bedazzled pants.
That's right.
But, you know,
I want
maybe
him to get up in the morning and put his pants on one leg at a time.
Yeah, I think that's what he does. You know, and whoever he's married to is totally cool. And maybe they all
have
bedazzled.
Yeah, and I want the girl that he's married to is just like, just had nothing on her face. Like, no Botox.
Right. They've been married for a long time. Yeah, 20. Yeah. They're high school sweethearts or college sweethearts.
I want her
sweethearts
to get up and just put her hair in a ponytail.
Right.
Put her pants on one leg at a time.
Yes. Not any of this Hollywood bull crap,
no,
you know.
No.
Gotta drain that swamp.
I want them to feed their kids pancakes in the morning.
Yes. You know, not like fried avocado. You know?
Not even fried avocado. Yeah.
Forget that nonsense.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
And I want them to have pizza.
Yes. And not on that cauliflower crust either. No, no. Real down-to-earth pizza.
Yeah, loaded with cheese.
I have no idea who he is.
I don't either.
And so you
honestly
can, again, in some ways, that's great. You can imagine him any way you want.
Yeah. I have my fantasy crushes. Here's the thing. Because, like, I am so out of the loop. I don't have a chance with any of these guys anymore.
Right.
So my fantasy is always like I'm on a desert island. Like, our ship's crashed or whatever.
Right.
And it's just me and Timothy Oliphant, or mostly it's me and Blake Shelton.
Right.
And so I'm the only chick on the island.
Yeah.
It's either me or a banana.
Yeah.
Or I don't know, an avocado. I don't know.
I don't know. A coconut.
Yes, coconut.
You know, grapefruit. A hollowed coconut.
Yeah, exactly. A hollowed grapefruit.
Yeah, a hollowed grapefruit. And there's no microwave. So what do you do?
What do you do? There's no microwave. So that's my fantasy.
Yeah.
But because we're on a desert island and there's nothing but time, I'm able to slowly woo them with my personality.
And your looks, you're an attractive woman.
Yeah.
But
really,
I understand you're
compared to Gwen Stefani.
Right. Compared to people who from Hollywood or that are in the business.
Right.
Who spend a lot of money on their looks.
Right.
You're like Midwestern cutie, you know.
We'll see.
Yeah.
But it does take time to woo them.
Yes.
So, but finally I get it. But then we get rescued. And then I have to go, oh my God, they're going to go back to their loved ones.
Yes.
I can't use
you'll
the magic.
You'll go back to your loved ones.
Damn it.
No.
No, I'll stay on the island, please.
Yeah,
and wait for the next shipwreck.
Exactly.
And who would that be, I'm wondering?
Oh, so somehow this island is really a cursed island. There's just like shipwrecks all over the place, you know?
I'm always like, I know my male crushes, but my female crushes are tough. So like, it used to be the girl from SVU.
Yes.
What was her name?
Olivia Benson's her TV.
Yeah, Olivia Benson, but I don't know. Yeah. But then she got old.
You're like, really? We're so hard on each other, aren't we? Women are. Knock that off, Mom. She just got mature.
No, she got older.
Older.
Not because she looks older, but I can't woo her with my...
Oh, right. She's no longer naive.
Exactly.
She's not longer going to be like, satisfied with your charms.
Yeah. Or like, you know, look, I'm a psychotherapist. I know all about the psychology of things. We can have these great talks. And she's like, oh,
whatever.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Not going to
have it.
Water won't even buy me a cup of coffee.
Yeah, exactly.
See, that's
yeah
what I'm saying.
Yeah, so you got to have someone who's naive enough or a little, you know, that you could woo them with your intellect.
Exactly.
And they'll be so fascinated with you.
Exactly.
I see.
Until we get rescued.
And then it's then
and
it's
the
just,
magic goes away.
Well, I love the fact that you've put so much attention to detail.
I got time.
On your fantasy. I think it's great.
Yeah.
It was kind of cute. We were working out the other day. And you like it when you work out and like all the young men, you know,
I love it.
Yeah, like in their 20s, you know, or working out in front of you. And you're like, oh, this is so nice. And you're like, Julie,
and they walk by me.
They walk by you. And they walk by you doing squats.
Yes.
Intentionally.
Yes.
You know, showing off doing squats.
I love the tats.
Yes. And so there's this one gentleman, you know, young, you know, 20-something, like 20, and he's walking by, and you're like, as low as you could possibly be, which I'm always, you go.
I never know that I'm talking out loud because I have headset on.
Yeah, I know. We've got to stop that. I know. We've got to stop that. But then you go, I really like those that man's shoes. I think that they would look great on me. I thought to myself, well, he will never wear those shoes again. And first of all, they were cute. They were red.
Well, it's not the color. They were real malleable.
And they were flat.
Yeah.
And you couldn't figure out if they were wrestling shoes or what the deal was. Yeah, that's what I thought was so cool about it. I like these shoes. Yeah. They didn't have much of a heel.
Right.
And so I just thought, the one thing you could do to that guy right now to take away his testosterone is to say, oh, sir, you know, where'd you get those shoes? Because I really like them. I think they would go great. I could really like and enjoy those shoes. They would make my day.
You're right, though. That would shrivel.
Yeah. Any extra testosterone that 20-something-year-old man had, just gone. He's now behaving like a 50-year-old man, you know, because he's wearing the same shoes as you.
Yeah, ask a guy where he got those shoes at.
Yeah, where'd you get those shoes at? And I have a story, a cover story, because, you know, I had the cover story last week, like I said, of, you know, when I had to talk to the computer repair person over the phone about you guys messing up with the porn and messing up the computer. And I had this whole backstory of your...
See last week's episode.
Yeah, college student, you know, college son returning... The prodigal son returning from college, right? Mm. So I guess we could have said, oh, my college son would love those shoes. Where'd you get them?
Oh, I see.
there's my backstory.
Got it.
It's always good to have like, oh, yeah, my son's in college. He's coming back and I'd like to get those shoes. Where can I get them from? Mm-hmm. Good to have that kind of story. And then if they look you up, you're like, oh, screwed. That's not right. You know, that's not working. Mm. You know, don't go behind the curtain. It's not good.
Speaking of consensual kissing and stuff like that, I just happened to turn on Fox News last night with Hannity.
Oh, the total accident?
It was a total accident. No, he was having a special report. It was a special episode of the Hannity. And for anyone that didn't see it, I recommend it. It is so...
Well, can you go back, you think?
I hope we can see it again. I don't know. But he was talking about they never mentioned about the affairs and all the stuff. What he was mentioning, though, is because I call Fox a Clinton channel. Yeah. You can turn it on any time of the day, and they're either talking about Bill Clinton or Hillary Clinton.
They literally are the haters of Clinton.
But they hate him, but they give him so much airtime.
Right. Like if you believe that any publicity is good publicity, they are all for the Clintons.
Yeah, you can literally turn it on any time of the day.
Right.
And there's some mention of a Clinton.
Yeah.
So even Clinton, Iowa. I don't know. But so what was so cool is last night, it was about consensual sex.
Oh.
The first 20 minutes. Oh. And it was like, you know, the ex playmate,
yes.
Playboy Bunny.
Uh-huh.
She and Trump loved each other.
Yeah.
They had a consensual relationship.
Yes.
It was respectful. He held his hand on her back when they were walking.
Right.
And there's nothing more beautiful than consensual sex.
Right.
Consensual love.
Right.
And even with the playmate, the porn star.
Yes.
Consensual.
Yes.
It was agreed upon.
Yes.
You know, that this was going to happen. Unlike.
Unlike who? Unlike who? I don't have any idea where this is going.
Some other.
I am surprised.
President.
Oh, really? Oh.
Who.
George Washington?
Yes. Okay, the wooden teeth president. Like.
Johnson?
There was. He pulled out his Johnson.
Exactly.
But
Bush.
And put it right on Bush. Okay. All right, Jill, you got to stop that right now.
Bush too? What president is he talking about?
Unlike this one president who forced himself.
On an innocent
yes. girl. And, you know, I think even might have. They used the word rape. And it was interesting because when Hannity went back to think about it, he had tears in his eyes. He cried.
Oh, he cried.
He cried because he has daughters.
Oh, of course he does.
You got to see it. It was pretty wild.
Yeah.
I'm not going to judge. I'm just saying, we got one president who's all into consensual perversion compared to the bad president.
Right.
Who was like, I'll just take what I want.
Right. Well, if you ask that one woman on the plane, she would, you know.
Oh, she's a liar.
She's a liar.
She's a liar.
Well, you know what, though? I have to, this is when I appreciate that it's not news, it's just entertainment.
Yeah.
It's like The Bachelor. Yeah. You know, when I first watched, I haven't watched The Bachelor seriously in
years. Yeah.
And I watch it through people's judging it. Mm-hmm. So I see what's going on with people talking about it. I'm like, oh, okay, good. Mm-hmm. But when it first came out, I really thought it was all about finding love. Mm-hmm. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure if anybody got married except that one Trisha.
Trish. They're still married.
And they're still married. They got kids. They're happy. Yes. Or happy-ish. They come out and they do a... You know, they do a reality show here and there, probably to fill their coffers back up and live on that for a while, you know?
Yeah, he's a fireman.
Yeah, you know, so, I mean, whatever they did, they were normal enough to know that they wanted just to get married, have kids, and, you know, they worked their lives out, whatever.
Right.
I don't know anything more about it, but, you know, who knows?
Yeah, and they may have, in the privacy of their own home, desert island fantasies.
Yeah, they may have, you know, and...
Shipwrecked on a desert island.
Yeah. Who doesn't, right? Mm-hmm. And so, sorry, I was just thinking of a scene from the Joel McHale show. But I'll tell you about that in a second. So you go, you know, so now at some point I realized that The Bachelor wasn't about finding love. Mm-hmm. It was about showing how extremely gross we all are, you know,
what we'll do to get
our
10 seconds of fame. Yeah. On TV.
Yeah. Cause it may lead to something. I don't even know what it would lead to. Cause I don't know. I mean, maybe you could catapult it if all the stars align appropriately and your social media sites just blossom.
That's the whole business model.
Yeah.
You get one little crumb and you're supposed to catapult it into something else, and then that may turn into two crumbs.
Yes.
And then that turns into four crumbs, and then eventually you got a buck.
Yeah.
A buck 25. Yeah. And you no longer look like yourself.
Yeah.
No longer act, and you had to move to California.
Oh my God. Okay, yeah. Okay. Yes.
What?
Okay,
what?
I can't take it anymore. So two more. Okay, so while this is me venting about TV and the ludicrousy. It's not ludicrous. The rap star.
LL Cool J.
LL Cool, you know, ludicrousity. Lunacy.
I prefer The Weeknd.
There you go.
No, excuse me, Portugal. The Man.
The Man.
Oh, but, excuse me. I listen to Portugal, the country.
You know, so, but, you know, so we're reading Jordan Peterson, you know, and so sometimes I'll get into his groove, and in his mind, I feel like, oh, like.
Best time of my life, by the way.
Yeah.
Reading him has been like the best time.
Yeah.
And the worst time.
Right.
I guess it's like reading Dickens.
Exactly. It's the best time, it is the worst of time. yes. And I remember we were reading it Friday morning. And I started sobbing. I'm like, I don't think my soul could take it.
And you closed the book. You slammed it shut.
I said, not today. Not today.
Hell no. Not today, Jordan.
I don't think I could analyze who my true being really is today.
Yeah.
And so then last night I ended up watching, you know, 5 hours of Joel McHale dissecting humanity through clips of reality TV. And I'm like, oh, awesome. Okay. Now I'm balanced. And now the yin and the yang.
Thank you. Thank you, Joel McHale.
Yeah, the terrible.
You brought comedy back into my life.
Exactly.
That's the only way we can get out of it, people.
Comedy.
Is through laughing.
Exactly. Because I will see stuff and I'll read Jordan and I go, oh, this person is really exhibiting this behavior. And then I'll see it in my behavior. Like, oh, no, I can't take it or whatever. There's only so much self-reflection you can do at one time before you really either have to compartmentalize, you know?
Absolutely. Like I watched this little moment on television about this woman who lost her legs in a trolley accident.
Oh.
And so she's wheelchair bound. And so now she's wants to be a sit down comedian as opposed to obviously a stand up. And she took the moment where she got up on The Price is Right. She rolled up to her wheelchair and she won.
Yeah.
And she won a motorcycle.
No, she won a treadmill.
A treadmill.
I think that's funnier.
A treadmill. And, you know, she rolls up there and she, you know, thank you for the treadmill. And she goes, you know, this is ironic. I might be able to take this moment and turn it into comedy.
Yes, exactly.
And she did. And now she did. She's a sit-down comedian.
And, like, brilliant. Where'd you hear that from, though? I mean, where was that on? Which
it was on CNN.
I mean, like, brilliant,
Turning points, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, because I thought to myself, the stars lined up perfectly for her to not only get the prices right.
Right.
Which maybe they picked her, you know, I know they're all vetted beforehand,
mm-hmm.
but I'm hoping that, I mean, wouldn't it be lovely if it was just random that the
mm-hmm.
the choice she could win was a treadmill,
uh-huh.
and then she ends up winning it, which I'm sure is random. They don't, you know, maybe
we're hoping.
You're hoping.
Yeah.
You know.
But is anything ever, I don't
well,
know.
Well, she got vetted, so she got picked to go up there. They probably knew a treadmill would be up there somehow. And then, you know, and maybe they knew she was kind of light and kind of like fun. Like, mm-hmm. like she wouldn't be insulted mm-hmm. by this. And she took it and
Our ran. Cry.
And she took it and ran with it.
She took it and ran with it. Yes, exactly.
and yeah, she was lovely.
Yeah.
She was funny, hysterical. And that at some point, at some level, you're like, this is life.
Yeah.
It's,
that's
it's
exactly
up.
What you're meant to do with it.
It's effed up. And you're supposed to laugh at it.
Exactly. Because if you don't, if every moment of the day you're ready to go to the red zone, across, you know, whatever that red zone, red line is in you.
Exactly.
You know, how horrible is it for those around,
for yourself,
first of all, and those around you?
Yeah.
I've been contemplating this all week because on Tuesday, of course, I watch my 1 hour of TV a week.
Bill
the
Maher.
Housewife of Beverly Hills.
Yes.
What were you saying? Bill Maher?
Oh,
that's my second hour.
Your top 10 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
the Housewives of Beverly Hills. Lisa Rinna, the girl with the big lips, her mom visits from Washington State, and she lives in a kind of a real nice assisted living nursing facility. And she's 90 years old. And just a, like, beautiful woman, delightful woman, you know. And she said, several years ago, my mom had a stroke. And this stroke left her with only the ability to see happiness, to be happy, to convey happiness, to feel happiness. She goes, even when my dad died, she was like, I'll be over there shortly, honey. We're going to, you know. And she's just an absolute, unbelievable joy to be around.
Oh, interesting.
And I thought, oh my effing God.
Yeah.
What would that be like?
Yes.
And I tried it.
Yes.
I tried. And she's very humorous. And she has to be to be able to see only the joy, only the happiness in things.
Yes.
And I went, well, I think I'm on the right track here by trying to be. See the humor in everything. Live in joy. As soon as you get to that red line or the red zone, you go, wait a minute. I gotta stop this. I gotta knock this off. And she said that Lisa Rinna said that her mom has never been healthier. Just healthier.
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 And I think you told me this, and I'm like, whoa, this is amazing. And you said, what if I had to be happy a day, like completely happy a day?
That's what I asked you. I said, what if, because I was like I was going down the rabbit hole.
Yeah.
I was going down that peanut butter jar with you.
Yes.
What was that? What's that line in Bruno Mars' song? Happier than a jar of Skippy or something like that.
Oh, no, I don't know that.
I hope that's the line.
Yeah, we'll just say it's not. It's that line now. That's good.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah. And, well, good. So you're going to a peanut butter jar with me. Which people are like, what the hell are you talking
Sandy
about?
Sandy peanut butter jar. Oh, was that in something? That was a different show.
That was a different reference.
Oops, sorry.
So I had said earlier that I wasn't feeling too great.
Yeah.
That I was feeling like, hey, that I'm in a jar of peanut butter.
Yeah, and you were doing therapy.
I was doing therapy and I couldn't move. And if I did move, the peanut butter was also filled with not just fine sand, but rough sand. And it would be jagging me. And like,
See, I was thinking that if I was going to have peanut butter filled with something, it would be filled with peanuts.
Yes.
Chunky peanuts.
Yeah.
As opposed to sand.
Well, I couldn't.
It's a special joy.
I couldn't eat my way out of it. That was the whole point.
I got it.
If I could eat my way out of it, that'd be awesome.
All that sand.
Exactly.
But if you just think about that.
Yeah.
And in the whole idea of, like, we're reading Jordan Peterson and talk about being, and this idea that what if?
Yeah.
What if we were only wired to experience joy and happiness, and to be able to somehow our brain see something and turn it into like a bit,
right?
You know,
exactly.
Like, you know,
yeah.
Like, because otherwise we're just going to be so, as especially in this day and age when, like, the people, like, money is just everything's just getting further and further apart.
Yeah,
the rich. And the uber rich, you know, and then there's the us.
Yeah.
And you're like, if you can't even hardly.
At some point, you're going, I can't change that at all.
No.
In my lifetime, even winning the lottery, there are moments I'm like, well, that's not enough.
Well, yeah, exactly.
You go, that ain't going to be enough.
You talk to millennials today, and they go, I don't want, what can I do with a million?
Yeah. What can I do with that?
Yeah. They don't, I have to have a billion.
They don't think about becoming millionaires.
No, not at all.
Their fantasy is about becoming billionaires.
Yeah.
And you go, holy mother of God, in a generation that has changed. Mm-hmm. And I had asked someone who was in their 30s, I said, do you guys ever think about being a millionaire? Like, how great that would be? Mm-hmm. Or is it always a billion? He goes, oh no, we don't think millionaires are, like, it'd be great to have $1 million, but mm-hmm.
It's not like our dream.
It's like the billion is the new.
We can't quit work on it.
No, you can't quit work. You're like, you're right.
You know, what are you gonna, like, do with a
million? Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You're just like, oh my God, the world is getting crazier and crazier.
I know.
And then.
So how do we be happy?
How do we be happy? Yeah. And hence Joel McHale. But I wanted to say this. So I was watching Joel McHale's show. And I thought it was hysterical because they've taken some. It used to be on E, right? And so they've taken some skits and tweaked them so that they aren't the exact same skits. Like on the
Mankini? Remember Mankini?
Yes. Now he's called Man One Piece.
Because he's older?
No, it's just because they can't have Mankini.
Because it's sort of...
Trademarked, maybe. Oh, but he's a guy who wears a One Piece now.
Right.
I just thought that was hysterical. And you're just like, what? And but there was this one... a couple of different scenes, but I had lost it in talking to you already.
But
one was they're doing a skit, and you know the guy from American Ninja Warriors?
Yeah.
He's so funny and nice, comes across real nice.
The guy that won The Apprentice?
Yes, yeah. Him. What is his name?
Oh, I don't know.
Awful Circle.
He's a physician.
Yeah, he's an actual medical
doctor. Yeah.
He's in it, and another.
And he started off doing some kind of. Like with Nene, remember? Not Nene, Nisi. They would go into people's houses and declutter them.
Yes.
And do a room over.
So somehow.
Matt Eisner.
Matt Eisner. Yeah, yes.
That's it. I knew it would come to me if I kept going there.
Yeah. And they're doing a little skit, and him and his wife are together and in this hotel room, and they're really fighting and struggling, and they get a box. And this box is some kind of, it's about the Black Mirror episodes on Netflix, Black Mirror.
Yeah, I didn't like that show.
Okay, yeah. So it's an episode about Black Mirror.
Got it.
And, you know, and it's, and they put this chip in their eye so that they can each see each other's motivations and stuff like that. And the wife realizes that he tried to save her but couldn't swim out. And so she, like, something happened in the ocean or whatever, and they both forgave each other. And they lived happily. But then and all of a sudden, this janitor walks in the background phase, and they're like, what's going on? He said, well, you both died in the ocean, but we're able to keep your brains alive long enough for you to heal enough and reconcile and then make a real decision. Do you want to live together in this artificial world, or do you want to die and move on? And they both said, we'll live here together. And it was called like eye sweep, you know, because you sweep your memory, you know, whatever. And so they're like, okay, done. So, you know, and then the next scene is these eye sweeps, they're like Roombas, you know. So, and they keep knocking into each other, like kissing. Mm-hmm. And they're in an office building and they're like, what's going on with these two eye sweeps? They just keep knocking each other like all day long. It's like knocking, like kissing, like tapping each other. And then the one guy goes, why do we have two eye sweeps in this room? We don't need two eye sweeps. And they pick one up and throw it away. And like, you know, now they're apart forever.
Oh, no.
I know. But I thought it was so just kind of funny.
Yeah.
And I know, Black Mirror.
You went a long way for that one.
Well, I know I did. It wasn't nearly as funny. It was much funnier in my brain than when I said it. Mm-hmm. But, oh, well. But now here's the other funny
part. The audience will catch up.
I hope so, because they probably love Black Mirror. Because they did a lot of Netflix stuff, which I thought was interesting.
Well, Joel would do that because he usually, that, you know, like when he was on E!, literally, basically, that was all his, he pulled
content
from E!.
Yeah.
And eventually, he did, it was like 99% Kardashian.
Yeah.
And they said, you know what?
We can't Disney anymore. We can't.
Kardashians,
we can't have you.
Our network.
Yeah. We want to call it the
Bye,
K,
Joel.
Not EK.
Exactly.
Well, so now,
so
they
now
do
he does Netflix.
Yeah. And what was really weird is that you get to see different things that are going on in the world. Like, oh my God, this is on Netflix? And, you know, I can't believe this show is, you know, like there's just so much you could watch on Netflix.
Right.
I mean, it's just crazy.
I can't wait to get me my Fire Stick.
It doesn't change your life.
I saw
at
it
all.
On HSN.
I know.
Night. And I go, Julie, get in here. Get
I know.
And you're like, what? I go, this. I don't know what it is, but I think I need it.
I want it.
I think I need it for $75.
Well, it was $100, right?
It was $106 or something.
And then I went on to Amazon. I'm like, I can give it to you for $75. I'm like, oh, okay. We don't have to be so jacked up on it right now. But can I finish one more story? Okay. So here's my full circle about Mikhail. You know, so I'm watching John. What's his name?
Joel
Mikhail. Mikhail, thank you. And then I end up watching a little bit of
Santa Clarita Diet.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And who happens to be in it? Joel Mikhail.
Oh, that's right. He is.
And at one scene, he's a realtor.
Yeah, that's right.
He's a new character.
Okay.
And I think he's a new character, but he's a realtor, him and his wife. And at one scene, Joel Mikhail and Timothy Olyphant are kind of like, you know, being like all testosterone towards each other. And Timothy Olyphant's like, dude, I'm 6'1". Don't be like all like, you know, I'm better than you. I'm taller than you. He goes, yeah, but I'm 6'4". What are you going to do about it?
And so, Joel Mikhail said that?
Yeah. And I thought that was so hysterical.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Timothy Olyphant is like this tall drink of water. But next to Joel Mikhail, he's like,
Nothing.
Hey, I'm tall, all right? I'm a tall guy. He goes, not as tall as me. Sorry, you fall short there, mister.
That sounds like Biden and Trump, you know? If I weren't like 85 years old, I'd take you out in back of the schoolyard and I'd give you a looking. No, you wouldn't, because I'd be like all up in your...
Oh, gosh. Don't you just love it that our president and our ex-vice president are having a Twitter fight? And
I want to see him have real fights. Yeah. Let's have it be Thunderdome.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Let's just, like, we're in the chaos presidency.
Yeah.
Let's just make it all chaos, baby.
Well, and it's so, so heartbreaking, because I can barely take this, because now I'm going to go down.
In the meantime, I'm going to be living in a lava tube in New Zealand.
Well, I think it's very interesting, because, sure, go for it. You got to take a plane to New Zealand or a boat.
I'm going to take a slow boat.
Yeah.
Because they don't have any predators.
No, all half their birds are flightless.
Half their birds have no wings because they
need
wings.
They have wings,
but little tiny ones.
They're flightless.
Yeah, because they don't need to fly.
They don't need to fly.
Nobody's coming after them.
Yeah, no predators.
I want to live.
He goes, why don't they? Why can't they fly? I go, they have no predators. They have no need to.
Yeah.
So like, I mean, it's sort of like if I was just trying to think, what would be an example for us?
Well, here's what I learned this week from Jordan,
yes.
That the whale, that the bat,
yes,
and the human all have the same hands.
basically.
Bones in their hands, same yeah. structure.
Like the bat's wings look have the same kind of structure as our hands.
Yeah,
and the dolphins as the fins.
Dolphins
yes.
fins.
I'm like, that's pretty cool.
What do you think about that?
I don't know. But
what do you think about them apples?
I thought, well, then I saw this robot that in a blink of an eye was, you know, separating bad apples from the good apples. And I thought, well, there's another job taken away from by technology, you know.
You wanted that job, too.
I did.
Well, the robots took my job, which is tomato separator.
Yeah, you were tomatoes, right? Yeah,
I was just separate red tomatoes from the green tomatoes.
Took it away,
and they took it away, and because they can do it faster than me.
Yeah,
but the thing is, can they put love in those tomatoes?
Right.
Can you make your pasta sauce with the kind of love that I would give from picking the right. ripe tomatoes?
I don't know.
As opposed to the robots, and you last week you talked about the dang robots, how they are on they ride the camels.
Yes.
The little tiny robots yes. that ride camels, and they have little microphones in their throats, and they go, go camel, go camel. And they hit the little, with right. the little whip and everything.
Well, I heard this story too. I don't know when this happened, but in the last 6 months, I think this happened. Google, I was listening to Joe Rogan, and down that rabbit hole of like tidbits about AI. Mm-hmm. And he was interviewing somebody, and they were talking about how Google had to turn off these two computers because they were talking to each other. And they had no idea what they were saying. Like,
because they had their own language.
They had their own language.
Yeah.
And like, whoa. So they had to turn them off. Mm-hmm. And the guy goes, well, that's not really what happened. He goes,
they had to unplug it.
Yeah, unplug them. Because literally.
They pulled the plug on yeah. the computer. And then the other computer just went and plugged it back in.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, no, turned on its battery back.
Battery, exactly. and then the other thing was.
You said that.
No, the other guy goes, that wasn't really what happened. He goes, they were just speaking gibberish somehow that they got off, you know, got confused or whatever. Just speaking. Like, well, how do you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, maybe they were picking in code that you don't understand.
I totally believe that.
Yeah. If, you know, but it is fascinating because, I heard that it wasn't very, yeah.
Was it, what they had said was that, you know, sometimes we give these computers, you know, things to
do. Yes.
Like one of them was, hey, computer, don't let me have any more spam email. I'm just tired of it.
Yeah.
And the computer did its job and decided that humanity needed to be erased because they were the source.
Of the spam.
Yeah. And, you know, it's a little bit of global thinking.
Right. Like, a little extreme thinking.
Little
but
extreme.
If you didn't have a moral compass, they're like, well, that's what you wanted, right? I'm here just for you. Mm-hmm. It's like, so we want to create these things that are really like godlike, can do anything mm-hmm. and faster, better mm-hmm. than us, stronger mm-hmm. than us, smarter than us. And then, but we want them to like follow our lead.
but obey us.
And obey us. And like, okay. So we really don't know how this is all going to look in the end.
Yeah. And do you think that a robot's going to want my La Tacoteria truck?
No.
You think a robot's going to take over my cannabis? Because I got to have something after we retire.
Right.
I mean, everybody's got to have a job after they retire, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the bottom half or the...
Yeah.
But 90% of the bottom. Do you ever see that one commercial, though, that said, like, if you don't retire properly...
Yeah.
You got, like, this fireman that's like, he's nine... I'm 97 years old.
Yeah.
And I'm a fireman, and he can't even hold the hose.
Yeah.
He's, like, flopping around with the hose. And you got the grandma, the great-grandma.
Doing DJ.
She's doing DJ.
Yeah.
Yeah. On the weekend. Nothing matters but the weekend.
Exactly.
I like Chance the Rapper, though.
Yeah. Okay. I like chocolate chip cookies. I like chocolate chip cookies and marshmallows. What else do you like, girlfriend?
I like him because he gives. I like because he gives money to our Chicago schools.
Exactly. I do too. I like the fact that he's just called Chance the Rapper. Chance. What's your name? Chance the Rapper.
The Rapper.
Chance the Rapper. I don't even think there's punctuation anywhere in there.
No, there's no punctuation.
It's just Chance the Rapper.
Yeah, that's cool.
Chance is his first name. The Rapper is his second name. Yeah. Or is it Chance, middle name, the, and name, Rapper.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Oh my God. What if he just walked in right now?
Chance the Rapper?
Yeah.
I think there's no chance.
No Chance the Rapper.
No chance for that to happen. That ain't going to happen, for sure.
Could.
Yeah. So do you, you know, so here you got... Because at some point,
what if Blake Shelton walked in right now?
I think there's no chance the rapper that's going to happen either. But always could be.
You go, Chris, I always see you in your fantasies.
Yeah, I see you in your fantasies.
You didn't know that. And I'm there.
I'm like, Chris, you keep thinking about me, Chris.
Christine. It's just like in Coco.
Exactly.
As long as I keep thinking about him.
Yeah, he still exists.
He still exists.
Exactly.
And he's still there for me.
Yeah. Right. There you go.
Sorry. I had to bring up your song, your movie where you just totally lost it.
Yeah.
You said, you called me and go, Mom, I just watched Coco. I can't breathe. I go, calm down. Calm down. I'm talking you down. Take a deep breath. You go, everything about me is like stuffed. I've been crying.
Oh, yeah.
I can't breathe. I can't catch my breath.
Yeah. I go, I had to hang up now. I literally cannot breathe. And you're like, what do you mean? I go, I need to hang up now because I literally cannot breathe. If I'm talking, I'm not breathing. Like, okay. Yeah. Yeah, that was a good movie. You know, it's so funny. And I want to apologize to everybody listening to this podcast right now. Cause,
why?
Because I'm sure they can hear my my sinus cavities are all swollen. Or what do you call that when the inside of your nose is swollen?
Swollen cavities? Stuffed up.
Yeah. My, you know, it's like.
I can't hear it, honestly.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. But I can. And I'm
but you're
just
sure
in pain.
The audience can. Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
I think they can hear that.
Yeah. Would you like a nasal stick? I have a nasal stick.
No, that's okay. I like to have them, my.
Nasal cort?
It's something that will shrink them, the nasal cavities, mm-hmm. because they're just so swollen. I don't know what's mm-hmm. going on.
Yeah.
I feel like something major is going on in the world. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I had a friend call me, and she's like, there's chemtrail poisoning happening right now. I'm like.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Yeah.
But anyway, so, you know, the nice thing about if you're aware of the world, you kind of go, okay. Like you talk about the robot and how, you gave him the command to take care of my spam mail.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, oh, I must get rid of humanity because that's the one creating spam.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan talks about that in the book a little bit. Mm-hmm. Jordan Peterson talks about the 12 rules of living or whatever mm-hmm. it's called. 12. And he talks about this idea of.
Worst title in the world, by the way.
Yeah, worst title because it's
the greatest book.
Yeah. And it really is a masculine sounding book, but when you get in it, it's so well rounded and wonderful.
Yeah. Don't tell everybody. I just want us, me and you, to know about
okay.
it.
Okay. Well, yeah, because I've been shamed twice. About this book. I've shared it with two people already.
Yeah.
And they did not read it, but they looked them up and they're like, you know,
how dare you?
How
like
dare you?
Jordan B. Peterson.
I go, what do you mean? I go, he's like a womanizer or something like that. Yeah. I don't know what the complaint
I don't think
is.
He's that, but,
no, yeah. He definitely isn't not that.
No.
Everything, they think of him as being very conservative, which he's not.
No.
Somehow his...
Something how his reputation got weirded out.
Mostly because he's a academic. Mm-hmm. And he thinks the new generation of 20s, you know, kids in school are not thinking clearly enough.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like twisting everything mm-hmm. and there's going to be a blowback.
Yeah, and they've taken lots of things to the very, very extreme.
Exactly.
And, you know, but that's okay.
Yeah.
We'll get there.
And
know.
So... listening, this idea that, you know, he talks about people when you come to the thing that if you don't think humanity is good, or if you think people are bad or that you've mm-hmm. been hurt or offended,
mm-hmm.
it's not that far of a jump to think, well, you must get rid of people who are offending
mm-hmm.
you
because mm-hmm.
they're the evil ones.
Well, that's exactly right. This is not funny or anything, but I was listening to... Gosh, was on. I might have been on CNN, but they were reading something from a guy that was it Sandy Hook that had killed all those kids.
Yeah.
Oh no! Excuse me. This happened in Norway.
Oh yes, that guy there.
That guy, he killed like 60 school children, and in the letter that he wrote, it was that he truly believed that the children, the future, they were thinking wrong, and so if he could just get rid of the future,
right.
which was by killing children.
Yeah.
I mean, so there is that. They come to that thinking
yes.
in their own minds legitimately.
Legitimately. It's not like, I mean, it's a legitimate thought, and you go, well, I can see your process, and guess what? You're wrong. You know, or like, hey, that's cool. You think that way, and mm-hmm. guess what? You have no right to take a life, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, that's what he comes to these.
Yeah.
He understands how people get to that conclusion.
Yeah. Because we always throw up that thing about if you knew, if you were looking at Hitler as a baby, would you kill it? You know? Mm-hmm. And you're like, well, how would I know that's Hitler? You know? Mm-hmm. But if somebody guaranteed.
Had a little baby mustache.
Exactly. Dang. He already had his hand up, you know? Like, who is this guy? You know? But, you know, you have those moral questions that you're like, you know, mm-hmm. would you do that? You know, just to save, would you kill a few to save the life of many? Mm-hmm. And in these people's minds, they're screwed. It's skewed so right. badly right. that you're like, well, yeah. And where I'm at now in my life is just like, I'm enjoying the ride. It's going to be a crazy ride. Mm-hmm. Technology is growing leaps and bounds. We can't even control it. Mm-hmm. People are using it in the weirdest ways. They're yeah. using it for good and for evil. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's getting more and more curious. And if, from an outside person looking in, I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm just interested to see how it's all going to work out. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought this was a very interesting, we're kind of ending on a sadder note.
We are?
We're just talking about technology in a weird way. Uh-huh. And so we're going through this process of the tariffs right now, right? All this worry about tariffs mm-hmm. and so forth. And about a week ago, there was a story in the news about this wealthy hog farmer that ever since the president was elected president, you know, he decided, he's like, I'm done with politics. Just for no other reason that I just can't, I don't want to know about anything. Mm-hmm. It's just too much. He just mm-hmm. was being
overwhelmed
sure,
by it.
Sure. And he's a wealthy, they called him a wealthy hog farmer or mm-hmm. pig farmer. So mm-hmm. it wasn't like he had to stay in it. You know, he said, I've never been happier. I, you know, people talk to me. I'm like, I don't want to know. I don't want to know anything. I'm fine.
I'm happy. Yeah.
And so that's on one hand. Now, yesterday we listened to a gentleman who owned.
He was another family. Wealthy hog farmer.
A wealthy hog farmer, yeah. Which, when we were growing up, wealthy and farmer never were two words you put together.
Or wealthy and pigs.
Yeah, never. We actually have pig farming in our family, you know. Kind of.
Your father was a pig farmer.
Back in the day. and he goes, it's not going to look good for us. You know, we raise tariffs here. They raise tariffs on that. Mm-hmm. Basically, then what happens is we have to dump our livestock into more yeah. different, yeah. you know. And then all of a sudden, you know, the price goes down and then we can't buy stuff. And then, we, you know, we have, and it's just this nightmare effect.
Yeah. It's really and a chain reaction.
It is. And we realize, because I've heard my whole life, oh, tariffs, that's the cure of everything. And then only in a very simplistic form, does that help anything, you know? And so mm-hmm. I'm curious if it was a target, though. Like, in my mind, I'm thinking conspiracy theory. Because
I agree.
Because here we are, like, oh, there are, you know, the media is definitely targeting hog farmers. Because here's a guy who said, mm-hmm. I cut you guys all out of my life, media. And mm-hmm. like, oh, great. You're cut out. You're not part of the system. Guess what? We don't care if we screw you over.
Because you don't know.
You don't know. You know what's going on. We don't care. You're not, you know, you don't know about us. You're not paying attention to us. Mm-hmm. We don't care. And therefore, you know, yeah. adios.
Yeah. Well, I knew that one wealthy pig farmer that just said, I'm not going to
yeah.
know any news.
Yeah.
The one of the problems was he had pre-purchased tickets to a Tom Petty concert. He's the only one in line.
You know, I'm sure he was like, what's going on? You know,
am I the only guy?
What happened?
God, it's going to just be me and Tom.
I go, I love this. Was I wrong date? yeah, that happened. I mean, there were consequences of him totally checking out.
Yeah.
You know.
Little consequences.
Little consequences blowback. Here and there, you know, and so forth. So, good, bravo. Bravo.
I'm speechless. Did I bring it full circle?
You brought it full circle. And I am speechless because yeah. I did not know where that was going.
Is this the end of the show?
Yeah, kind of. We got a minute left. That's cool. All.
Oh, well, I wanted to say one thing about Normano
yeah.
and being a pig farmer.
Yeah.
He just told me, like, recently that when he was in high school, because, you know, his dad was a pig farmer, and he said that all the kids came to him and said, we, you know, Friday night, 10 p.m., we want to have a greased pig contest. And he goes, you bring the pig. And so Norm thought it wouldn't be too, you know. And so Friday night came, he said, and he asked his dad for the pig.
Yeah.
And his dad goes, I'm not doing that to a pig, get it all excited and get it scared and everything. No, you're not doing it. And I go, good for your dad.
Yeah.
Good for your dad.
Yeah.
Because he cared about the pig.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that.
Yeah. Aw, that's so sweet.
I just wanted to leave on a high note.
It's a high note.
I guess it was, and also talking about technology, Norm, Lee was leaving for work one morning.
Yeah.
And, you know, usually he just kisses me goodbye. It's like 4:30 in the morning, and I don't even open my eyes. But this time I kind of opened one of my eyes, and I saw this thing around his neck, you know? And I looked, and it was like this brass thing.
Uh-huh.
And I go, wait, but it didn't register right away. And I go, Norm, what are you doing? What do you got around your neck? He goes, oh, I got my harmonica holder.
Yeah.
Because he has, you know, that thing where you got your, where you can put the cymbals between your legs and, you know,
you play your guitar while you have the harmonica.
This harmonica holder so you can play your harmonica on you. And I go, you got a harmonica holder on your neck? He goes, yeah. He goes, you know, it's like illegal. You gotta be hands-free when driving.
Yeah.
He says, cause I'm gonna put my phone here. And he walks out the room.
I said,
I'm going, I'm dreaming this, right?
I think I saw it and I said, I don't care what you do, but you're not going out of the house with that.
Oh, you didn't let him out?
No, of course not.
Oh, thank God.
I said, this is gonna get you pulled over for sure.
I'm like, how does he like, he kind of wanted to watch he was like, I can talk hands-free now.
Yeah.
And he does have that Bluetooth in his truck. I know he does.
I know. I gotta.
But then he goes, I can watch my movies and stuff.
Yeah. While driving? Are you out of your mind? Are you out of your mind?
I thought for sure I was like,
hallucinating.
I'm sure
he would never have gotten, but I thought it was funny is that he chose to wear this in the house.
Yeah.
Not even, you know, for no apparent reason.
Yeah, just because he wanted to.
Because he wanted to.
Yeah. I mean, like,
or maybe he wanted to say, hey, wasn't this a brilliant idea?
Wasn't this a brilliant idea? Yeah. You know, Chrissy, it's hands-free driving.
Yeah.
It's the law. Really, Norm.
The law.
So you're going to put your phone right there and you're look down.
It's crazy. Yeah. Well, that's the end of the show.
Oh, okay.
So thanks for listening to us, guys. Hope you had a nice, enjoyable night.
And go out and be in peace and joy.
And be happy.
Yeah.
Force yourself to be happy.
Force it.
And how's the show, girlfriend?
It was great.
It was great. It was great.